The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Former President Trump in Michigan talking about the border, and there's good reason. Just a few days ago, a young woman's body was found alongside the roadside. Once again, an illegal alien, accused murderer. This was an interesting guy. This guy had gotten into the country under DACA, under President Obama's DACA program, got kicked out for criminal violations, snuck back in as a gotaway, and then took the life of this young 25-year-old woman. A lot of people in Michigan, that still stings a lot a few days later. Joining us right now to talk about the state of the border, the state of Americans' minds on the border, our good friend, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection Agency, Mark Morgan. Mark, great to have you back on.
John, thanks for having me.
A lot to talk about. I want to start in Michigan because I think a lot of people would think, well, Michigan, not a border state. Why would we talk? Why would they be thinking about border? But everywhere in Michigan, whether it's fentanyl, whether it's the death of this young woman, whether it's the crime that has been seeping in or the social safety net being stretched, Michigan fills the border just like Texas does. Important messaging from President Trump today to let the American people know he gets it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you recall back in 2015, remember the death of Kate Steinle, right? I mean, again, at the hands of an illegal alien. That was one of the things that really gained the attention of then-candidate Trump. And he really used that to educate himself and to really learn and understand that border security is synonymous with national security. And here's where we're at. This is so frustrating, John. Look, it was just a few weeks ago when we were talking about the murder of Laken Riley. And I said, folks, I'm glad we're talking about this horrendous murder at the allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien. But let's keep in mind, she's not the first and she's not going to be the last, right? I mean, again, I go back to Kate Steinle. But what about Lizmeth Bedina, Kayla Hamilton, Molly Tibbetts? John, you and I could go on and on. And I said that Laken is not going to be the last. And what do we have a couple weeks later? Gabby Garcia, right? And just to put that in perspective, in the last 38 months, ICE alone has arrested 173,000 criminal illegal aliens, people that committed another crime. And of that, John, 4,700 were murderers and 8,000 were gang members. And that's a low 36-month period for ICE.
It's just unbelievable. It's just with all of the influx and then the lack of enforcement, people just realizing our communities are getting flooded. They're getting flooded every day. Texas, of course, trying on its own to do what it can, not only for its own citizens, but for the rest of the country. Obviously, the big Supreme Court case working its way through on the right of the state to charge people with illegally trespassing as an illegal alien under state law. But after the incredible violent behavior that occurred a few weeks ago, today, a wave of prosecutions, of significant prosecutions for some of the illegal immigrants that stormed that border crossing. That's an important development because it's another avenue that states can use to either deport or hold illegal aliens who commit crimes. Important to watch that case and how it plays out, right?
That's exactly right, John. Look, here's what Governor Abbott did at the base root of what he's doing under Operational Lone Star. It's consequence delivery. I know it's a shocker. So for those who intentionally and knowingly commit a crime of illegally entering our border, if there are no consequences, shocker, they're going to keep coming. And under this administration, they've abdicated their constitutional responsibility, and they've just cast the law aside. And not only are there zero consequences for anyone that illegally enters, include those that riot and disobey the lawful commands of uniformed military personnel, but this administration rewards them, right? And we don't have enough time to go into all the rewards that they provide. What Governor Abbott is trying to do, both with SB4 and what he's doing with those individuals that rioted and pushed the way across and assaulted a couple of uniformed military personnel, they're trying to apply consequences. And so SB4 is very important because not only does it allow them to arrest individuals for their unlawful behavior, but also remove. That's a very important consequence. And in El Paso, as the state of Texas has charged, I think up right now, there are around about 335 individuals that are participating in that riot. They've charged them with a criminal offense. And as the judge in El Paso released them, what I'm hearing now from my sources, the district attorney and the county sheriff is actually honoring ICE detainers. So what I'm being told is they're not actually being released. And once they fulfill their state charges, hopefully they'll be removed.
Yeah, that's the key thing, right? Getting some sort of consequence, because right now there's no consequence from the feds. You just admire these states trying to find some resolution that will help protect the country a little bit before the election. I think that's one of those important moments. Louisiana, next state considering maybe going to a Texas-style anti-illegal immigration bill. That would be a big moment there. Seems like other states are realizing, hey, the Supreme Court's going to resolve this. Let's get in line, have that law on our books. Louisiana could be next, I guess.
Yeah, look, and this goes to your point, what you started off. This is what's very important. And look, I know people are busy. I got it. They're sometimes are working two jobs, or they've got a family trying to care for their family, pay the mortgage and the bills, and I got it. But look, folks, they've got to start paying attention. And I think they are. The polls are showing that America is waking it up, right? And they're understanding the importance of border security. And they're starting to understand that border security does not just impact border states, that the drugs coming across, as you stated, the criminals and national security threats do not stay in border states. The border states actually act as a major throughput for the drugs and criminals to make their way to every town, city, and state in this country. So if anybody's listening, please understand that right now, when you have the chaos and lawlessness to the degree that we have, we know that national security threats, criminals, and drugs are pouring across undetected across the border every single day, making their way to every town, city, and state. In the last 38 months, there have been 2 million known gotaways. Why do we have a gotaway when the majority of individuals turn themselves in? Because they know there's going to be no consequences. In fact, they're going to be rewarded. They're going to be released, receive medical attention, free education, free housing. The list goes on and on. So why do we have a gotaway? Well, common sense will tell you, because that's where the bad ones lie. Because even under this administration, if they apprehend a murderer, they're going to remove them. People need to wake up, John.
There seems to be a great awakening. I think most Americans are beginning to realize just how treacherous the last 18 months, last 36 months have been in terms of putting American security at risk. One of those moments occurred about 10 days ago when the FBI director told some senators that there is a known human smuggling ring that had connections to ISIS, meaning ISIS had the ability to send its terrorists into the United States across Joe Biden's open border using this network. That is shocking. I think a lot of people think, well, you know, President Trump did a great job knocking ISIS out of the way for us. We don't have to worry about them. Oh, we have to worry about them again. And Joe Biden's made it easy. How stark was that warning? And I guess if they're moving ISIS, they can move anyone into this country.
That's right, John. So for those of us who've been screaming this from the mountaintop for the past 3 years and actually beyond, this isn't shocking at all. What I'm really shocked about is that the director of the FBI hasn't been more strong in his words and strong in his messaging, even under congressional testimony, when he says, I see blinking red lights every single day. When he said that there was a heightened sense of the threat of terrorism before October 7th, but after October 7th, it's reached a new bounds and leaps across the board. I mean, we need to be more passionate and more strong to really wake people up in this country and wake congressional members up with respect to that border security synonymous with national security. In the past 38 months, Border Patrol alone has apprehended 345 illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database. We know in the past 38 months, they've apprehended tens of thousands of what we call special interest aliens that come from countries that we know sponsor, harbor, and facilitate terrorism. It wasn't that long ago they apprehended a Lebanese single adult male of military age, admitted he was a member of Hezbollah. 2024, DHS's own report says that terrorist organizations will exploit the wide open Southwest border and the increased flow to smuggle potential terrorist individuals into this country. I mean, John, what more do we need before this president puts this country first and reverses course and secures the border?
Yeah, no, it's pretty remarkable. And I think the American people are there, right? I think the voters have said enough. It seems as though their leaders in Congress have not yet found that sense of urgency, that sense of courage. There's going to be more border, there are going to be more spending bills in the next few weeks dealing with Ukraine and Israel. And of course, those are important issues. But the idea that there doesn't seem to be anyone in these upcoming bills talking about any border provisions at all, a pretty big disconnect from where American people are. Are you hearing any possibility that a Mike Johnson-led House would try to get something done in the next spending bills, or are we in the status quo?
No, and look, I think you use a very important word, lack of courage, and I'm with you. I had hopes for Speaker Johnson for a little bit. Remember when the horrendous Lankford bill was going across, that they call this bipartisan bill, which, by the way, four Republicans voted for it. We know them. They're all right.
It wasn't very bipartisan.
Exactly, right? I mean, there were more Democrats, senators, that voted against it than Republicans voted for it. So don't tell me it's a bipartisan. But look, Speaker Johnson was pushing back. He was part of the reason why that bill did not go forward, because he was, quote, holding the line on H.R. 2. H.R. 2, the House passed H.R. 2 10 months ago, the strongest piece of border security legislation that's ever been passed. It was a true, meaningful policy pathway forward. Had when it went to the Senate, had Schumer put it on the floor, which he didn't, and voted for it, and Biden signed it 10 months ago, John, 60-70% of this crisis would be over right now had they done it, but they sat on it. So one, don't tell me the Republicans want this issue for November 24, 2024. They tried. It's the Senate Democrats that stopped it. And then Speaker Johnson, what does he do? Inexplicably, he pushes across a $1.2 trillion omnibus that's got zero meaningful policy reform in it. It's actually worse than what was in the Lankford bill. It's inexplicable, John. So look, I'm disappointed in Speaker Johnson. He got rolled, and he showed no courage, no political strength or will to actually hold the line that he said he was going to do. And now the country, the chaos of lawlessness is continuing. It just doesn't make sense.
It really is. The Border Patrol Union has been encouraging a solution, which is, if you can't get anything else done, would you at least surge some judges to the border so that more quick disposition of cases, people can be turned away at the border. How is that a short-term gap? Is there anything that Congress can do to prod something even before the election in November?
Look, I respect the National Border Patrol Council. We're usually on the same sheet of music, but I respectfully disagree with their position on this. Throwing more resources at it will do nothing. All you're going to do, if you throw more judges, more Border Patrol agents, more money at it, all you're going to do is you're going to get more proficient at the disastrous policies like catch and release. Look, and I don't want to oversimplify it, but any border security legislation that does not end catch and release and does other things like address sanctuary cities, it's not worth the ink it's written on, and it will do nothing to stem the flow and change the course of the chaos and lawlessness happening on our border.
And you know, you've been on the border. You know, you oversaw that great organization when it worked much better, when it was doing the job, because it had the legal power behind it.
But you know why? Because we had a president that understood border security is synonymous with national security. And even though Congress failed to pass meaningful legislation to close the loopholes, the president, and look, this isn't about politics for me, it's reality. He stepped up and he gave us a network of tools, authorities, and policies we needed that actually allowed us the ability to do our job to secure, defend, and protect the border. And that's why we had the most secure border in our lifetime.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. There's no doubt we did. And it starts with political will, and and that's what's lacking in this administration. However, this administration did do one thing on the question of immigration. It created a new gender category for illegal immigrants coming across the border. When they fill out the form now, they can at least pick a different gender, a gender of X, recognizing another gender identity instead of male or female. Probably not the sort of thing the American public was hoping to get from Joe Biden.
Right. Look, this is just another example of the stark contrast between the two political candidates right now on either party. You've got one that is worried about nomenclature and names, right? So we've moved from undocumented migrant to now non-citizen. And now they're worried about creating a new identity block. Rather than stopping a scumbag, a violent criminal from entering our country that's going to claim another victim of a young, beautiful woman in this country. That's the contrast, John. That's where we're at. So American, look, I don't want anybody in New York or any of the other sanctuary cities complaining anymore, because you're the one that's voting these individuals in that are pushing the absurdity, the idiotic sanctuary city laws, for example, that actually are releasing violent criminals back in your cities. It's your responsibility too. And just like right now, we were talking about the Republicans. Look, this White House, supported by the Democrats, clearly, no one of intellectually honesty can deny they created this chaos of lawlessness. But now, because the Republicans have failed to show the political courage, strength, and will, they're owning this. The Dems caused this, but the Republicans are failing to fix it. It's the same thing for voters. You want less chaos and lawlessness, then make sure you're electing people in there that are going to do just that.
Yeah. No, that's the key. It is. It's this election will determine what sort of border we're going to have probably for a decade or more, maybe a generation or more. That's why the stakes are so high and why common sense, like you deliver every day, Mark, is so important for people to get now to make up their mind and make good decisions in November. Always an honor to have you on the show. We'll be watching closely. A lot of big developments on the horizon in the next few days.
You bet. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.